Welcome to this podcast about Año Nuevo Island and Año Nuevo State Park in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Año Nuevo Island, a historic site featuring a light tower and fog signal, occupies about 9 acres separated from Point Año Nuevo by a shallow channel within Año Nuevo State Park, roughly 21 miles northwest of Santa Cruz and 11 miles south-southeast of Pescadero, California. The point was named by Father Antonio de la Ascensión, chaplain for maritime explorer Sebastián Vizcaíno, who sailed past on New Year's Day, 1603. At that time, the island was connected to the mainland. Erosion of the headland has since separated them. The island and point consist of rocks from the Monterey Formation that developed during the Miocene epoch and comprise light gray to whitish mudstone. The formation varies in thickness from 395 feet to more than 1,968 feet. On the mainland, bedrock is mostly covered by sand dunes and marine terrace deposits. The marine terraces that characterize much of the mainland topography were formed by wave erosion during the Pleistocene epoch in response to fluctuating sea levels and regional uplift. The mudstone cliffs at Año Nuevo Point are eroding at about 1 foot per year, and the submerged wave-eroded platform now separating the point from the island has widened to 0.5 miles in the 400 years since Vizcaíno's visit. The Caroste Olón people were the first known inhabitants of the Año Nuevo area. Mission Santa Cruz was founded in 1791, and the Caroste population plunged because of introduced diseases. By 1816, Mission Santa Cruz had established a cattle ranch at Punta de Año Nuevo. After the Mexican War of Independence in 1821, mission lands were secularized and divided into land grants to promote settlement. In 1842, Governor Juan B. Alvarado gave Simeon Castro a land grant of 17,753 acres called Rancho Punta del Año Nuevo. The grant extended from Arroyo de los Frijoles in the north to Point Año Nuevo in the south. In 1851, Maria Antonio Pico de Castro sold the rancho to Santa Cruz pioneer Isaac Graham. In 1862, Jeremiah Clark and Lauren Coburn of San Francisco purchased Rancho Punta del Año Nuevo and leased much of the land to a dairy enterprise run by the Steele family, who eventually bought 7,000 acres. Several high-profile shipwrecks, including the Carrier Pigeon, lost in 1853, followed by the Sir John Franklin in 1865, and the Coya in 1866, prompted demand for light stations along this coast. In 1870, Congress provided funding for the Lighthouse Board to purchase property from Coburn for lighthouse reserves, and in 1871 appropriated funds to build navigation aids at Pigeon Point and Año Nuevo Island. A lighthouse was first built at Pigeon Point. Only a fog signal was constructed on Año Nuevo Island, operating from 1872. On average, the fog signal operated roughly 700 hours a year and consumed about 40 tons of coal annually. To collect water for the steam whistle, the facility included a water catchment basin and cistern. In 1890, a light was mounted on a post on the seaward side of the fog signal to improve the station's effectiveness. In 1905, a 9-room, 2-story structure was completed to house the lightkeepers and their families, and in 1907, a 15,000-gallon redwood water tank was built. In 1911, a lantern room was added atop the water tank to house a new Fresnel lens, and in 1914, the light was transferred to a taller steel skeleton tower. The station was deactivated in 1948 and replaced by a whistle buoy south of the island. In 1976, the steel light tower was cut down. The historic fog signal buildings are now used as a laboratory and dormitory for the Institute of Marine Sciences at the University of California, Santa Cruz. In 2007, the Año Nuevo State Marine Conservation Area was established to protect marine life. Point Año Nuevo is used by thousands of breeding seabirds and marine mammals and supports a world-famous elephant seal haul-out and breeding ground. The waters surrounding the point attract a concentration of great white sharks and include habitat for depleted canary rockfish and feeding areas for threatened marbled murrelets. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.